What if you were backing him into a buggy? What would you say to him to stop him? Same thing or something different?
Hack, hack, hack.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. You mentioned your calls to the pigs. What about if you were trying to... You didn't raise any sheep, but did you ever know of people having a special call to get sheep in from the pasture?
No, I've never been around sheep at all.
Mm-hmm. What about the chickens? How'd you call them at feeding time?
Chick, 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 chick. Ooh, chick, 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 chick.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of clucking-like sound.
What if you wanted to scatter them?
Shoo!
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say, I've got to what?
Saddle up, or hitch up, a harness.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Harness the mules.
Mm-hmm. And when you were plowing, what did you hold in your hand?
The reins and the plow stock.
And what about if you were driving? Would you still be holding the reins?
Yes, we referred to a cotton rope type that they used to plow with was a plow line. And a leather strap type rein was the rein.
Mm-hmm. And if you were riding a horse, you would hold on
to the rein.
Mm-hmm. And you put your feet into
the stirrups.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a special name when you were plowing for the horse on the left or the one who walked on the furrow in the furrow?
No, because I can't think of one because each animal had its own name, but I know what you mean, whether it was a lead or the...
Yeah, mm-hmm. Lead horse.
The lead horse.
If something's not right here at hand, say I wanted to go somewhere and I asked you how far it was and you didn't know exactly the mile, you said, well, I'm not sure, but it's just...
Over yonder, mm-hmm. or over the hill.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. And what if it were, say 100 miles or so? You say, oh,
it's a long way.
Mm-hmm, something like that. And say I wanted to buy a pencil or something like that, and it's very, very common. And I ask you, where can I buy a pencil? And I say, oh, you can buy that just
at any store.
Mm-hmm. Or if you didn't want to say store, at any. Let's see.
Any dime store or
anywhere.
Grocery store or anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And say if someone's walking on ice and fell this way, he'd fall.
He fell backwards.
He fell this way, he fell.
Fell forward.
Mm-hmm. And say you went fishing and I saw you coming back, I might ask you, did you catch any fish? And you'd say, no.
No, no luck. Didn't have any luck.
Yeah, didn't catch a...
Didn't catch a fish.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes those schoolboys say he's in class there and the teacher's gotten on him and blaming him for something. He said, why are you blaming me? I
didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. And say someone was using your rake or something and broke your rake. You might say, oh, don't worry about it. I didn't like that rake.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. And
or anyhow.
Something like that. Which would you normally use there, anyway or anyhow?
Anyway.
Oh, and you might see a crying child, say he's out crying, and you might say, my brother was eating candy and didn't give me
a piece.
Mm-hmm, something like that.
Or any.
Mm-hmm. And, say you see a boy that's, you know, spoiled, his mother and daddy pamper him all the time. You might say, well, when he grows up, he'll have his trouble. What?
Getting along in the world?
Mm-hmm, something like that. What do you call the, when you were plowing, we mentioned that a little while ago, what did you call the trenches?
The rows, mm-hmm. or furrows.
Mm-hmm. And